to Begin Again, Mama. I'm your host, Tia, and today I am going to talk about pregnancy after loss and stillbirth. And so if you need to protect your heart in this season, because either one of those topics or the topic as a whole is not for you, I want you to honor that and turn off this podcast. Otherwise, if this is for you, I want to talk about my journey, and I have a previous episode talking about my loss of our daughter Faye and her stillbirth. And so this one is honoring and celebrating both Faye's life and proceeding into conscious conception, pregnancy, and navigating what that looks like. It is such an honor and so many emotions, joy, fear, anxiety, gratitude, just pure happiness and excitement to be feeling life growing within me again. And I am so blessed to be growing with our third baby. I feel like sharing this life and celebrating this new life growing within is so easy. It's so simple to be in gratitude of being pregnant again. And it's also incredibly hard. I find it extremely hard to be sharing this life with other people. Not because this life doesn't deserve that. It totally does. I feel like it's hard and it's challenging to share it with other people because of the tendency our culture has, and a lot of people have shown me, to fixate only on celebrating this life. And my reality is, it's so much more than just celebrating this new baby. It still is wanting to hold space for and honoring Faye, honoring the loss that we have experienced. And I don't think that that's a unique experience for just me. I feel like other lost mamas, other people who have experienced pregnancy after loss, feel that way too. They were and are still so connected to that spirit and that body, that being that has grown and developed within them for however long it may have been, that you don't want to forget that. And holding both pregnancy and grief is very unique and it's very personal. For me, it's not new. My first pregnancy with my son Otto was shortly after the unexpected death of my sister Shelby, and I had that experience of people wanting to fixate only on the joy of this baby and not acknowledge my reality of living in deep grief of the loss of my sister. And I understand why people want to go that route. I truly do. And it's also deeply painful to be the person on the receiving end of the well-meaning but still very hurtful comments that don't acknowledge the loss, that don't acknowledge the people, the lives, the souls that are not physically present. And because it feels so real, right, that loss, that physical loss of that person is so palpable in your life. And when it's not acknowledged by other people, especially the people that you hope it will be acknowledged by, it's gutting. It's really hard to be in that space around the people who just want to focus on being positive and moving forward or moving on. And the joy of a new life does not fix, make up for, or change the loss of another life. And especially in pregnancy, like pregnancy loss and stillbirth and infant loss, like no life that comes after those events will ever replace the life that have come before it. And we live in a culture that after miscarriages, after midterm, preterm, late term, whatever term loss you've had, people love to focus on celebrating that new life only. And don't get me wrong, that new life deserves to be celebrated, and it's so easy to celebrate that new life. And it's so important to still hold space for the life that came before it because it doesn't get replaced by that new life. There is no replacing it. There is only acceptance of the reality you live in. And when people are denying that reality by not mentioning the loss, it's so hard to share the news with people. And I know that's what's prevented me from talking about my pregnancy more and bringing it up to people and sharing it on social media because I've had the experience of people in my real life not acknowledge my reality. And it adds such a complicated layer onto the pregnancy after loss. It really does. It's not something I fully understood until I personally experienced it, especially after the unexpected loss of Shelby. And then a new version of it now in pregnancy after the stillbirth of our daughter, Faye. And the darkness that sometimes accompanies grief still comes in waves for me, even though I'm pregnant, and complicates my emotional and spiritual health throughout this pregnancy. And at the same time, I know it's not the end. I had a friend share a beautiful mantra with me that has really carried me throughout my grieving season after Faye's birth. And it's this: the dark is not an end, it's a door. It's the way a new beginning comes. And when those big waves hit, when that darkness inevitably overcomes me, I can still sit in it and be more accepting of it, accepting of the uncomfortableness that comes with being in the dark, because I know it's not the end. And that reality has really helped me in this season of grief. My first experience with grief 3 years ago when my sister unexpectedly died, I really felt like it was the end. I didn't see the new beginning in the darkness. And it took me a lot longer to accept that. And I fought the darkness, I fought the grief. And this time, it just feels different because I have that proof within myself that I can keep going and that I will find the new beginning again. As long as I sit in that darkness and accept those griefs and accept those waves of grief and allow myself to be in it without fighting it, allow myself to be the opposite of what our culture and well-meaning people around us want to see in me. I have felt such a sense of grounding in this journey, which I was not expecting, and I'm so grateful for. I felt grounded embracing the waves of grief, the unknowns, the joys, the fears, and my ability to carry what cannot be fixed. And that's how I knew we were ready to open that door of conscious conception for our third baby to come into our life. Because Faye will always be our second child. She did not make it earthside with us, but she is still wholeheartedly my second child. And this pregnancy is our third. And the spiritual work required And pregnancy after loss has been for me not straightforward and looks different every single day. But what's really helped me is coming back to the true sense of grounding that I have found in myself through acceptance of my reality and having to really protect my energy and not allow people's comments to enter my being. And it's been challenging, of course, especially because with this pregnancy, we are taking a different route. We are not engaging in the medical system like we had for our previous pregnancies. I realized with after phase loss how unhelpful the medical system was in all reality, that there was no saving or changing her fate. Her death was her fate, and I feel like because we engaged in the medical system, we found out that something was wrong prior to finding out she had passed. And that was the hardest period of the whole grieving process, was that week of not knowing what was wrong whatsoever and having to sit in that and still be pregnant and then no idea what was to come and just kind of wait for the inevitable to happen, but knowing it was going to happen before it was going to happen. It was so weird and so painful. It took away from my sense of connection with my baby, with Faye, with the pregnancy, and with my intuition. I outsourced what my intuition was telling me. I just allowed the medical system to tell me what needed to happen and didn't go within to decide what I actually wanted to happen. That was hard to carry. Like, that was more hard to carry than knowing that she passed. And because of that, we have decided to not engage in any ultrasounds and any testing and anything like that. We have found a support team that will honor exactly what we want, and it feels really good to be in that space. And it's also really hard because everybody around me still is like, oh, but just go get an ultrasound if you need peace of mind. And for me, that's the thing that didn't provide peace of mind. The ultrasound can only tell you what's happening and not a full picture or 100% accuracy either of what's happening in that exact moment. And when those fears and anxieties come up in this pregnancy, they're not at a time that I can just run in and get an ultrasound. And nor do I want to put my body or my baby under that radiation in general. It's also just not actually helpful for going forward, and it doesn't improve outcomes, right? Understanding that and knowing that for our family has put us down a really beautiful path of actually just really tuning into my intuition as a mother and tuning in and connecting with my baby on a totally different level than I have with my previous pregnancies. And it's unlocking a new version of me that requires me to sit in these uncomfortable truths and question these societal norms that are just placed on us as that's just what you do, that's what you have to do. And deciding to do things differently is a challenge, also, on top of just the challenge of pregnancy after loss, right? I am really grateful. I have found an amazing support group of people who are also on that same type of path, and leaning into those people has been huge. And if you are one of those people who is experiencing pregnancy after loss and who wants to do things differently and tune into your intuition and really connect with your baby and live in alignment with those types of values, I would love to connect with you because I need more of those people in my life. I want more of that support. I crave more of it. And maybe it's the pregnancy too, of just wanting to surround yourself with those kind of women that up level the path that you're on and really help you tune into those values that are important to you and aren't necessarily the norm. I have also decided, because of my experience and really realizing how unique it is to be on the path of preconception and pregnancy after loss, after grief, I'm going to switch my coaching into just that area, pregnancy and preconception, postpartum, after loss. And it doesn't have to just be pregnancy loss or a stillbirth. It can be the loss of an important person in your life, like my sister Shelby. I had gone through now both times of experiencing profound grief, have found the holistic health part of me, the holistic nutrition, to be what has really helped lead me and guide me into how I'm grieving and how I'm still going to show up for myself and for my life and be on that path of living the life that I know I deserve and desire to be living. It's not something that we need to go at it alone either. It's something that community is so important for, and doing it with somebody who has experienced similar situation and can hold space for you without just focusing on that toxic positivity part is life-changing. And so I want to be that for other women, for other mamas. I want to hold that space. I want to help guide and walk alongside you on your journey because I personally know how hard it can feel. And I personally know how it feels to experience a pregnancy after profound loss, two separate profound losses, and both of them come with their own unique territory of healing. And I am still healing with both of them, moving forward in life with accepting these people, my daughter, my sister, not physically with me, and still honoring and celebrating the joy now again of our third baby after the loss of our second baby. And previously, my first baby after the loss of my sister. It's so unique to all of us. It's so beautifully painful in many ways. Yeah, it's just not something that we have to do alone. And I think that building this community is, it's my passion now. I know it is. I don't think it, I know it. And I hope to continue to build this community and reach out and find those people, those mamas who need this too, because I know I'm not alone. I know you're out there. I know you're going to find this. I know we're going to connect. I am going to link my Instagram and my email in the show notes, but please reach out to me. I am TIA dot WALDEN on Instagram. And remember, Mama, every moment is an opportunity to begin again. This is not the end. We get to continue beginning.
Thank you for joining Begin Again, Mama. I am grateful you chose to spend time with me. I know how busy you are and how precious your time really is. If you like this podcast, I invite you to subscribe or follow on your desired platform. And when you do, please rate and review Begin Again, Mama. This helps me expand our reach. Until next time, remember, each moment is an opportunity to start anew and begin again, Mama.